This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick. I'm here to do the show going forward and do everything I can to help you out, so feel free to give us a call. Got about another hour left of the show, so we'll try and answer as many questions as possible. So definitely feel free to give us a call. So let's go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Audrey and Kittery.
Audrey, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. We've got a holly bush.
Yep.
Right by the steps and in the front of the house. It thinks it wants to grow into a tree, and now the branches are covering, going over into the towards the pathway to the house, to the door. Can I? And it's full of berries. It's beautiful, but it's just taking too much advantage. So can I cut those branches off? Because, you know, people coming into the house, they're getting rubbed against with a holly.
Yeah, no, you can definitely cut those branches back. It's something you could do at this time. You could always use the ones that have the berries in decorative pots,
yeah.
You know, maybe as a table arrangement, that type of thing. But you could definitely prune them at this time.
It's going to be an awful lot taken off, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you got to take a lot, you can always throw them in a compost bin, throw them in, you know, in a bag. You put at the end of the driveway for the city to pick up. You could do that, but you could definitely prune it at this time. If you can't do it, and you don't just have time, you can definitely do it in the spring. I wouldn't see a problem doing it at that point either.
Yeah, but it's too much in the way of people
coming
in.
Yeah, no, so definitely cut it back. I don't see a problem with that.
Okay, good. That's it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Audrey, for the phone call.
Yeah.
Enjoy
You're
the
welcome.
Rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. There might have been a little bit of banging around here. I'm in the basement of my house. My two daughters are upstairs playing. I got a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old, and they're trying to keep up with each other. So I apologize if there's banging, but that means they're being having fun and enjoying. So I'm cool with that. So definitely give us a call at 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Jill in Hudson.
Jill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
Good, good. I have a Rose of Sharon that I had planted like a year and a half ago. And this spring or in the summer, like a third of it died off. And it seemed to be growing up like from the bottom. And now I'm thinking I don't know what to do as far as helping it survive this winter. It was a young plant, so I don't know.
So those branches that are coming out of the bottom, do they kind of go out like a half inch and then go straight up?
Yeah, they're kind of, well, they're all green leafy, but they're coming out from the base of it.
Yeah, so those are considered sucker growth, and those are taken away from the rest of the plant. They're taking water and energy away from the plant. So those are branches that you definitely want to cut out and get rid of from the bottom to allow it to come up a little bit. You're talking the Rose of Sharon tree, not the shrub, right?
Well, I thought it was a shrub I bought. You
okay.
Know, not to grow real big, but like a third of it, like I said, just died off. All the branches just, this spring and summer. I don't know what was from last winter or not.
Okay. Well, if it's the shrub portion, forget what I just said prior. I don't want you to cut those branches because if it's the shrub form, you want it to be full at the bottom like that and to grow bigger and wider. You can cut it back by a third. If you wanted to, when it goes into their dormant period, you can do that now. Or you can wait until the end of winter, right around beginning of April, end of March. The best time to be pruning any of anything that flowers is right after it flowers, so you're not affecting next year's growth. So that would be something to take a look at. So if you get rid of the dead that's on there, because the dead is really, all it's doing is where the wound is, where like the part where it's alive and dead in between there, the plant is trying to focus its energy on there to save that limb. The limb's dead, but it's still over there putting energy instead of putting the energy in the rest of the plant. So by cutting off the dead, you're going to allow it to regrow and get wider and bigger. Each branch has a hormone in it. That is the leader, if you will. It's the hormone that's pushing it north and going as high as it can, wide as it can, etc. When you cut a branch, there's the hormones that are behind there are now trying to compete to become the next leader. So two branches will grow from there and get it a little bit wider. So then you're really starting to get it bushier and look better that way. So by pruning back that dead, all it's going to do is help. It's not going to hurt it. But again, you can do that now if you haven't already, because again, it's not going to help the plant going forward and it could just hurt it long term.
Okay. All right. And as far as I put around it, like leaves or like a little mulch, but is that sufficient? Or pine needles? I don't know if that's
That would be fine. You can use any of the leaves that you find in the, maple or oak leaves or pine needles, etc. Put those in the beds just to help insulate the area. But the other thing is, hope that we have some snow cover. Not a lot of snow where it's snowing all the time, but the snow cover stays consistently. That snow cover will actually insulate the plant just as much as the mulch and that type of thing. It's a natural fertilizer. As my father used to say, it's a poor man's fertilizer. But it does help the plant long term as well.
Yeah, and it's out in the open, so would the wind and stuff be bothering that to make it die off during the winter? Because it's like out in the open and the wind gets
it? The wind might do that, but the thing about a Rose of Sharon is it's one of the plants that you think is dead all spring because it pops its leaves late, and you're sitting there going, all right, my plant's dead. You finally, you're like, all right, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to dig it up and get rid of it, and then all of a sudden it's got leaves on it. That's kind of what happens with a lot of Rose of Sharon's. They're just one of the last to send out buds and leaves.
Okay.
So that could be one part of it.
Okay, and feeding it? I should feed it only in the spring, of course.
In the spring, at a regular rate, you could use a holly tone on it or a tree tone. Probably the holly tone, you use it at the regular rate in the spring. And then in the fall, around middle of September, you would use it the same product at half the rate to give it something to help with the root system for winter.
Oh, okay. So it's too late now. Yeah, that would be...
At this point, it is a little bit too late. But, next year, think about spring and then later on in the fall just to really help the root system develop and get underneath the ground and be stronger for you.
And you can't spray those, right, with that wilt proof or anything like that?
You
right?
could, but you'd want to get the buds if you do it. But it's not necessary. That's more for, like, the evergreens. We do say, we've talked about this a number of times, putting it on roses, on the buds of roses and on the buds of hydrangeas.
Right.
Those are some things you could do. There's not, like, a huge amount of buds on the roses, Sharon, that you're seeing, but you could if you have it. This would be a perfect week to be doing it, maybe Tuesday or Thursday, Friday.
Okay. All right. And I just had one more question on a hydrangea.
Yeah.
I have a 30 years old hydrangea, and, it used to bloom all the time, but in the last 5 years, I don't know if it's run out of energy because it's an old plant. It's a blue one. It's the older ones. So I didn't know if there's anything you can do for that.
I'm sorry, I missed part of it. What had happened?
It's an old hydrangea. It's over 30 years old, and it always bloomed until, like, probably the last 5 years, and I've been having trouble with it. It hasn't, I get maybe one little flower or that. So I don't know if it's just run out of energy because it's an old plant or an old
I don't think that's the case. I think what's happening is we've been having some really weird winters the past couple of years where it's warm. Until about December is usually warm. Right now it's not, but it's usually warm until that point, and then later on we won't have a lot of snow until about February, and then we'll have one warm day in February, then it'll get cold again, and that really affects next year's blossoms. So that could be it. There's a couple other things I can let you know on the other side of the break. We're about to hit the break, so I don't want to cut you off. But I want to give you some more information on the other side, okay?
Sure, thanks.
All right.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We were just talking with Jill about a couple things. One of the things we were talking about was her hydrangea. It's an older hydrangea, maybe about 30 years. In the past few years, it's been having some issues. So one of the things I'd like to see you do this year in the spring is around end of March, beginning of April, when the ground starts to thaw out a bit, I want you to use a product called superphosphate. What it is it's when you look at the three numbers on the back of a package that have the fertilizers, the middle number is going to be heavy. Sometimes you'll see it as 0180 or a 0440. I want you to use that in the spring. A lot of people use it as like a bloom booster. It'll help push some blooms into the plant. I want you to do that to just help it. One of the things you can do is hope that it does produce a lot of flowers. But after it flowers this season, even if it's just one, prune the whole thing back. Take about a third of it off and cut it back a bit. So that way it can rejuvenate and get some of the new growth in there. The other thing you could do at this time of year is use some of that wilt proof or wilt stop to spray the buds right now. So at the end of all the sticks really is the bud for next year. Spray those now to help hold the moisture into the plant and protect it from the windy conditions that it might have to get it really going and really help it for next year. I think by doing a few of those things, it'll really help you going forward. I think that would really work for you, Jill.
Okay, well, thank you. You've been very helpful, and I appreciate it there. And you're doing a great job. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jill. I appreciate that, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
All right, you too. Take care.
Thank you. Ho, ho, ho. Fiddlehead Florist has created three brand new styles of wreaths, all locally sourced, conveniently double-sided, and best of all, handmade in Maine. Go to www.fiddleheadflorist.com to order your holiday wreaths and make all of your neighbors jealous with envy. These make great gifts for family and friends, and a portion of the sales will go to the Paul Parent Garden Club in his memory. Shop Fiddleheads, shop local, shop Maine. We've been getting a lot of emails in regards to the wreaths, and we've in essence kept it in the family. My brother is still making them, just with the company that he works for, which is Fiddleheads Florist out of Cape Elizabeth. They make some great products. I've gotten a lot of emails from people saying how beautiful they are, and I'm not surprised. My brother Jay's involved. Everything he does is beautiful. So, you know, I wasn't worried that this company was going on to a great organization, and that's what Fiddleheads is. So, you know, take a look on their website at fiddleheadflorist.com to order the wreaths this year, and hopefully we can get they can get them out there as soon as possible. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I know we got about a minute and a half before break, Nathan, but let's bring up the next caller. Nathan, you there?
Sorry about that. Yes, Gail in Massachusetts.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you, Patrick. I have several herbs that I have brought in pots, and they do very well on a push because it's all enclosed and it does get some sun, okay? I'm wondering, I bought in late August tall phlox, two pots of them, and I didn't get to plant them outside. I brought them in. They seem to be doing well. Should I avoid the sun for them and then plant them next season, or just leave them or bring them outside?
Well, I wouldn't be bringing them outside at this point. I think it's you'd shock the plants, too much at this point. Mm-hmm. You want the plants to have a dormancy period. You want them to have that winter, like, hardening off period. So it's definitely something where I would keep them maybe in, like, a bulkhead, in a basement, a garage, that type of thing, to really keep them there.
Okay.
I can give you a little bit more information on the other side of the break. I just wanted to make sure we heard you on here, so it's just going to be a second. It'll be a couple minutes. So on the other side of the break, I'll give you more information in regards to what to do.
Okay, thank you.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is again threatening to close the border between the U.S. and Mexico because of migrants. He tweets, "There is no way that the U.S. will, after decades of abuse, put up with this costly and dangerous situation anymore. There's now talks of a possible deal to keep asylum seekers in Mexico while their claims are processed. The deal, called Remain in Mexico, may take time to work out."
No voy a endeudar a Tijuana.
Just this week, the mayor of Tijuana declared, "We are in a humanitarian crisis," as some 5,000 migrants arrived. The president has threatened to shut down the border if chaos unfolds and has authorized troops to use lethal force to control the crowds. Mexico's incoming interior minister denies there's any agreement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Prior to the break, we were on the phone with Gail. She was talking about some garden phlox, the tall garden phlox that she had, and we're wondering what to do. So I had talked about trying to put them in either a garage, a basement, a bulkhead, that type of thing. One of the things I just wanted to pass along is, you know, one of the questions I had, Gail, for you was, are they still green and growing really well?
Yes, they are. Yes, they
okay.
are.
I was thinking over the break that, okay, maybe you could put them outside, but I wanted to know if they were still green. That would really shock the plant. It's not like if you had it outside and that frost came, obviously it shocks the plant, but it's got those regular temperatures versus being inside where it's like 60 degrees, let's say 65, who knows, you know, that type of thing. I had been thinking about it over the break. Maybe there was a possibility. At this point, I'd say no. I'd want you to put it inside the bulkhead or the basement or a garage that is not going to get, you know, down to freezing. It would be a little bit above freezing, maybe 40 degrees. You can enjoy it right now for a little bit longer and see what you can do. It usually needs about a 3 month dormancy type period, maybe longer, but 3 months is usually a good period for it. So if you want to enjoy it for the rest of the month, if it's still looking good, then go ahead and do that. But I'd like to see it have a dormancy period in one of those areas to allow it to be stronger for you next year, especially when you put it outside.
Okay, all right. I have one more question, Patrick. I have a Montauk daisy, and unfortunately a woodchuck must have got underneath, and it's leaning, okay?
Yeah.
On a good note, your dad had told us a long time ago that the Montauk daisies, during the first 2 weeks of July, to take about 12 inches off, put them in the root starter, and put them in pots, okay?
Yep.
Well, I did that to about 5 pots, and they grew very well, and I gave them to my son this fall, and he planted all of them, and all of them took. So he plans to have a nice harvest of Montauk daisies next year.
Awesome.
Yeah, so they've done well. But like with this one here, now should I take some dirt? Like you can't upright it just now.
Yeah.
I don't think so because it's just too big.
Yep.
It has a span of about 4 feet, 5 feet wide. Okay. And like, should I trim it? And then, but I want to know, should I cover like the root where this stupid woodchuck mangled it? Okay. The woodchuck is since gone. My dog took care of that. Okay. Should I put something to protect the roots?
So the roots are exposed at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You want to get some soil over them as soon as possible.
Okay. All right.
You definitely want to get that taken care of to make sure that it's protected. The roots being above ground, the sun could dry them out quicker, even though it's, you know, cooler temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
It also could it could be exposed to other pathogens, that type of thing. So you definitely want to be it to be covered.
Okay.
And then in the spring, you're going to be pinching it in June anyways.
You know,
there's going to be the in May you can do that cutback. You can do a cutback by a third in May.
Okay. Okay.
They'll rebound and get bigger again. And then you'll do one more pinching in June, towards the end of June, right before you start to see the buds set. So you want to, by pinching in June, it wants to flower at that point. The whole thought process of a plant is they want to go to seed so that they can reproduce, which is flowering, then becoming the seed. They can go back into the ground and become bigger and better. By pinching it before it flowers, because it should start to set its buds in June about.
Okay.
You're prolonging that period so it will bloom again. It'll bloom originally late in the season. So that's why June is the second type of pinching back to really help benefit it. You could really help take that plant and get it back to a normal size, if you will.
Great. All right. Thank you very much for your time, Patrick. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for the phone call, and good luck with all the plants.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, Wiltproof has been around for over 50 years at this point in time. It's a great product. It's an antitranspirant that is organic, non-hazardous, and biodegradable. Sprays a clear, transparent, and flexible protective coating without interfering with plant growth or material affecting respiration, osmosis, or photosynthesis. Its ideal use is rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, boxwoods, laurels. You can even use it on a Christmas tree and wreath, so it's perfect timing for that. Wiltproof comes in a few different sizes. It comes in the ready-to-use quart trigger spray. That's that green outside bottle with the yellow label. Then you got a 1-quart concentrate, a 1-gallon concentrate, a 5-gallon concentrate as well. You want to spray that in warmer temperatures, about 40 degrees. So this week would be great for that. So you could definitely get started on maybe like Tuesday of this week. If you have any more questions, you can go to their website at wiltproof.com or call them at 800-972-0726 or 860-767-7033. Now let's go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
It's Carol and Drackett.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I have
Good
two
morning.
Questions.
Okay.
I missed what you said about the Rose of Sharon. I have a little one about 3.5 to 4 feet tall, and I don't know if I should pull off what's there left, the little foliage, the buds.
No, definitely leave that alone. Let it naturally fall off. And the buds that are on there, you could, if you wanted to spray some of that Wilt Stop or Wilt Proof on the buds to hold them in, just like you would do the hydrangea or the roses. But just remember with the Rose of Sharon, it's one of the last plants to really leaf out. during the season. Okay. So it's one of those things where you're thinking, all right, the plant's dead. All right, I'm going to put something else there. Usually about the time that you decide you're going to dig it up or replace it, it all of a sudden has leaves.
Now, it's one of those small. I've seen some people wrap it to protect it from the wind.
You could wrap it with some burlap if it's in a very windy location. What you could do is you could actually tie the top of it, like a little like teepee on the top, and then put burlap around it that way. You want to tie it so it's not tight. You want to tie it so it's loose so the wind, you know, you want it to be able to move naturally. If you get it too tight and the wind hits it, sometimes when it's real cold, it could break. It could, you know, snap it because of it being so frozen. So you want it to be able to move a little bit. You don't want it to just be, you know, nice and tight. And the burlap, a lot of burlaps will allow a little bit of air to get through that so it will flow back and forth and you won't have to worry as much.
I've seen people put plastic.
I would never put plastic around a plant like that at all. So one of the things with plastic, by putting plastic around it, the sun, it'll warm it up. The sun will warm up that plastic and heat it up and never get it that consistent temperature. And also what it does is, say it's left on there too long, it can burn the plant and not allow the plant to actually regrow for you. I would always go with something more natural like a burlap or, you know, there's been like the teepees. I've seen teepees that go over them with burlap on the either side.
Oh, okay.
But I would never put like a plastic around stuff along those lines. I just think it wouldn't allow the plant to breathe either in there. It would just create almost like a different ecosystem in there.
Okay. And my second question is about the winter berries.
Okay.
I was in Maine for Thanksgiving, and this is like a tradition. I get the winter berries. I went to two nurseries. They didn't have them. And I live in the Laurel Draked area. Is there any place around here where I can buy them?
Well, I know the Mahoney's where I'm at in Winchester has a lot of them. We just sent some to our Concord location. And I know in our Tewksbury location, they should have them as well. If they don't,
great.
We definitely do have them in Winchester at the Mahoney's there.
Are they in Chelmsford?
They are in Chelmsford, too. Actually, they grow some of their own there, so they should have some as well. I forgot that where Draked is. I live in Lowell. I should have known this.
Okay.
But, yeah, Chelmsford definitely has. But I know the Mahoney's carry them. I've seen them firsthand. So.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Patrick. You're doing
a
great job. Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Last year's windy, cold winter months were tough on your outdoor plants. Did you know that you can help your plants survive the ravages of winter? Bonide's Wilt Stop is the answer. This is all-natural product. Once applied onto your trees and shrubs, we'll put a clear coating on the plant, which protects plants from drying out. It prevents winter burn, salt damage, moisture loss, and also reduces transplant shock. Wilt Stop seals the moisture in and keeps the cold, dry, damaging winds out. Wilt Stop also prevents Christmas trees and wreaths from dropping their needles by sealing in the moisture. Extend the life of your Christmas greens by applying Wilt Stop before you bring them inside or hang them outside. Bonide's Wilt Stop is available in a bonus size 40-ounce ready-to-use and a pint, quart, and gallon concentrate sizes. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath is available in a pint ready to use for easy application for your seasonal decorations. Bonide products are family-made in America. Wilt Stop is available at these fine stores. Cohasset Village Greenery in Cohasset, Massachusetts, Menards True Value Agway in Morristown, Vermont, and a Blue Seal Feeds and Needs near you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show, so we'll do everything we can to help you out. If not, we'll be back next week. And every week after that on Sundays from 6 to 10 Eastern Time. You can always go online if you miss part of the show and listen to our podcast. I like to go on there and, you know, some of the podcasts we can go back and listen to my father's voice and hear what he has to say and learn from him as well. I learned a lot, most everything I know from him, so it's definitely a good way to do that. If you want, just go on to the website at paulparent.com. on that website. You can, right on the top, it says listen live, or there's also a podcast thing there that you can listen to. So it's you can listen to some of the old ones. If you miss one, miss some questions that you had, it's definitely on there. After each hour, they put it right up, so it's pretty cool. So if you have those questions, feel free to go there. In the meantime, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll do everything I can to help you out. You know, if I don't know an answer, I'm gonna do my research and find out. I've been doing that a few times. Learned a lot from you know, the few short months that I've been helping out and doing the radio show here from you, the listeners. One of the ones that I really have enjoyed was that there was a listener in Vermont talking about the tilling of the garden and how somebody he knew put a ton of pine needles, compost on it, and lime like it was painted white, and just put the black cover over it and let it cook all season and had great soil for next year. I love that. That's something I'll be taking along, so that's pretty cool stuff. Give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
How would you like the guy to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. We're in the home stretch here. A couple minutes left in the show. So give us a call. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. If you can't get through to us today, call in next Sunday. We're here every Sunday from 6 to 10, answering all garden questions. And hoping to learn something at the same time. So learning something new every day is a great way to do it. And we love doing that. So feel free to give us a call, even with it some thoughts or different practices that you've used, to see if anybody else has done that. That's pretty cool, too. So we, couple minutes left, but just bring up a few things. I talked about this earlier. Trees for Troops, that the company I work for, Mahoney's Garden Centers, is a part of. Started by FedEx, I want to say, 12 or 15 years ago. And it sends a tree over to, it's either in the U.S. or abroad, to a soldier who can't get one and wants to celebrate Christmas, and also to maybe its families here in the U.S. If they're living on base, etc., that type of thing. It's a $30 donation. You pay for a tree to go to one of them. Our company, Mahoney's, actually has a tree farm in Nova Scotia that helps grow some of the trees for this, so it's a pretty cool process. You can also, in our stores at all the Mahoney's, make a $5 donation towards a purchase of a tree. So you can do that there at our on each site, or you can give a call to our main number at 781-729-5900. Again, 781-729-5900. And that's for the Trees for Troops. It's a great program. It was one of the things when I got there, I didn't know about it until I started working at Mahoney's. And once I found it, I fell in love with it. It's an awesome program. I really do enjoy giving back. My father and mother always were giving back, and they taught me from a young age to give back. And so I like to keep that going, and that's why I wanted to talk about it a little bit for you guys. So if you have any questions this week or next week, write down the number. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You can also go to our website to get some of the old newsletters, get some information there. You can also listen to our podcast there. The other thing, if you want to get signed up for the newsletter, send us an email and just let us know, and we'll get you on there. My mom is the one who has been producing the email for us, getting it out there to each individual person. There's also a little spot on there that says you can subscribe to our newsletter right there. But if it's not working out and you're just a little nervous that it didn't go through, send us an email right at the bottom there, and we can help you out. But there's some good information on the website where we can be found, a bunch of recipes that my father and mother have put together prior, and a bunch of our sponsors that we've had. Just some information about there. So if you're wondering, all right, can I get some more information about Bonide? I like their products. What can I do? There's some great information there. So you can take a look there. And again, that's paulparent.com. It's paulparent.com. This is the website. And it'll give you some great information. So, you know, we'll probably be, like I said, we'll be here every Sunday from 6 to 10. So we're going to be wrapping up here. But go out there today. The rain stopped. Get a few of those leaves picked up if you can. If you want to use them into the garden, rake them right onto the garden instead of having to pick them up. They're probably nice and wet and heavy, so the blower's not going to do a lot for you today, but you could be raking them on there. But the other thing is, Tuesday's supposed to be a nice day in the 40s, and then Thursday and Friday is going to be 40s again. That would be a good day to be putting the wilt stopper, the wilt proof on top of your evergreens. That's really going to do a lot for you to help you with the future of those plants. It's also, you know, that time of year for Christmas trees and wreaths. It's going to be able to protect those and last longer in the house. And outdoors, if you leave the wreaths on the window, that type of thing. So it's definitely good for you. Again, like I said, I'm going to be doing some research this week, reading some into Jeff Lowenfeld's books, Teaming with Microbes, and hopefully I can pass along some of that information to you guys. My dad's extensive library collection that I've been taking a few here and there has really been beneficial for me, and hopefully I can pass that information along to you guys. So be back next week at our regular number here, 855-660-4261. But until then, get out there, be good to each other, plant something indoors or out, but the best part, be good to each other. And signing off, I'll see you next week, same time, 6 to 10. Enjoy the rest of your week, guys.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.